Welcome back to another episode of Daily Fortnite, your daily podcast about Fortnite. I'm your host, Mikey, a.k.a. Mike Daddy, a.k.a. Magnificent Mikey. And today, we got a new update where we can now...
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Unlock Korra. All right, so let's get into the details of this update. Oops, I got the wrong thing pulled up here from a different show. There we go. This is what we want to look at. Korra enters Fortnite and waterbending comes to Battle Royale. You thought Poseidon was the master of the waters? The waterbending avatar, Korra, you slurps that little. I see what they did there. It's supposed to be usurps that title, but it's you slurps that title. Okay. Complete Korra's Myth and Mortals Battle Pass quest to unlock her outfit and matching accessories. These quests are completable in Fortnite Battle Royale, and speaking of BR, the waterbending technique is causing a chill on the island. Waterbending comes to Battle Royale. First, the Battle Royale island got Olympian powers. Now it's one of the bending arts. Pick up the mythic waterbending technique to hurl sharp, icy projectiles at opponents. With this technique in your inventory, your health will steadily restore up to 100 while you're in water. Keep entering the water because you'll regenerate waterbending charges and be able to swim faster. Those are some cool... little perks. Scoop up the waterbending technique from the ground or chest. Stay frosty out there. Quests and rewards, elements in harmony. To help you strive for balanced course, quests will challenge you to take on variety objectives in Fortnite Battle Royale. And they have the list here, but we're going to read them in just a minute, so I'm not going to read all of these, because we'll read them as they come out. But it says, if you have the Myths and Mortals Battle Pass, the Korra quests are available now in the quest tab. The quest will remain available until May 24th, 2024 at 2 a.m. Eastern. The Battle Pass purchase is required to complete the Korra quests. Her era's far from over. Unlock Korra starting today. So yeah, there you go. That is the Korra update. On the map, they do have, like... on the northeastern side of the map, I think it is, they have a little iceberg floating out there that Aang from Avatar The Last Airbender is trapped in as well. So I'm guessing that'll be part of the little mini battle pass once we get to that point in the season and they're ready to unleash Aang from the little, iceberg... air pocket thing that he's trapped in, just like from the show. Okay, so there you go. That's the update. That's the news I got for you today. Let's take a look. Oh, you know what? There. Let me see if they have it. No, they don't have it in the in-game news feed here. But in Fortnite Festival tomorrow, Imagine Dragons is premiering. Exclusively in Fortnite, a new song, Eyes Closed. And then after it premieres tomorrow, it will become a jam track on Thursday. So that is a pretty cool thing going on, right? I can't wait to see how many other artists decide to do something like that in the future where they premiere their song in Fortnite and it's like instantly... a jam track in the game. Battle Royale has 227,000, Zero Build 214,000. Well, that's the first time in a while it seems like that Battle Royale has actually had more than Zero Build. Rocket Racing 4,000, LEGO Fortnite 55,000, Festival 10,000. Just taking a look around. Brick Color Switch 1,700, Only Up Rocket Racing 312, Bed Wars 7,300. Ranked One Shot, Tilted 2,400, Elemental Wars 265, and there's a whole lot more to be discovered in the Discover tab. Let's head over to quests. Let's look at these core quests. You need to emerge from the water. That's easy. Collect mythic items, 4 in total. Damage opponents before the second storm circle, 2,000 damage. Mantle hurdle or slide during the daytime. I guess you have to do that over 50 meters. Hit the same player with a mythic and non-mythic weapon. You gotta do that once and complete page 1 quests. That'll get you a core. Alright. And then for our weeklies, you need to open chests or ammo boxes within 30 seconds of landing from the bus. Hit opponents while aiming down sights with a thermoscope. Collect ammo from the eliminated players. Imbue yourself with the power of Banana of the Gods in different matches 3 times. You need to damage opponents or bosses that are below 25% health, 400. Outlast players after collecting an epic or better item, 200 in total. And that's your list of quests. We'll give you some tips on how to do the weeklies and these core quests throughout the week. But for now, let's head on over to the item shop and see what's in the item shop today. Okay, the Lego items, the cars, the Lady Gaga, the jam tracks, gear for festival, the Aurora Boros Sundle, Lace outfit with Stitches backbling for 1,500, Paradox outfit with Eternal backbling for 1,500, Vision pickaxe for 800, Equilibrium glider for 500. That's all in the bundle for a total of 2,000, which is 2,300 off the total. The Birdie outfit is here for 800, Galaxy Grappler outfit for 2,000, Mesmer outfit for 1,200, True Heart emote for 800, Clean Groove emote for 500, Classy emote for 500, Nightbeam outfit for 1,500, Flare outfit for 1,500, Splintered Light pickaxe for 800, Megabat glider for 800, Outcast outfit for 1,200, Depth Dealer outfit for 1,200. You got the Toy Soldier bundle that's got the Toy Trooper outfit for 800, a Plastic Patroller outfit for 800. You get both of those plus all of the red plastic and gray toy wraps. That'll all be a total of 1,000, which is 1,000 off the total. You got the Aubrey character and the Broad outfits still here. They also added the Sizzle Sergeant outfit for 800 and Sizzlin' emote for 800. The Lantern Fest item's still here. Lewis Hamilton still here. And the Marvel items are all still here. And that looks like everything today. You can get any and all these items using code Mikey, M-M-M-I-K-I-E, in the item shop. And some of the proceeds will go to help support the show. Let's see here. For my item of the day today, I'm going to go with, it's a tough one. There's a lot, there's a handful of ones that I like a lot in the item shop today, but I guess I'll go with the, Lace outfit. You know, for me, I've always been a big fan of the Lace outfit, and I've always thought that, Stitch's back bling that it comes with is like really cool, so it's one I've just always liked a lot. So there you go, that's your item of the day, and that is going to be the episode for today. Let me know what you think of this new update and the water bending. Are you enjoying it? Anyway, are you excited to finally be able to unlock Korra? All right, hit over to that daily Fortnite Discord and hang out with us. Follow me over on Twitch, Twitter, and YouTube. Head over to Apple Podcasts. Leave a 5-star rating and a written review for a shout out on the show. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss an episode. And until next time, have fun, be safe, and don't get lost in the storm.